First reading is Acts 8, and it's verses 26, 40, and through 41, and it's found on page 127. And I'm going to hope that you can follow this. If not, pick it up on your books. So there was a great joy in that city. Now a certain man named Simon had previously practiced magic in the city and amazed the people of Samaria, saying that he was someone great. All of them, from the least to the greatest, listened to him eagerly, saying, "This man is the power of God that is called great." And they listened eagerly to him, because for a long time he had amazed them with his magic. But when they believed Philip, who was proclaiming the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Even Simon himself believed. After being baptized, he stayed constantly with Philip and was amazed when he saw the signs and the great miracles that took place. Now, when the apostles at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them. The two went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet the Spirit had not come upon them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John laid their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was given through the laying of hands of the apostles, he offered them money, saying, "Give me also this power, so that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit." But Peter said to him, "May your silver perish you, because you thought you could obtain God's gift of money. You have no part in this share in this, for your heart is not in the right before God. Repent before of this wickedness of yours, and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be forgiven for you. For I see that you are in the gall of bitterness and the chains of wickedness." Simon answered, "Pray for me, Lord, that nothing of that you have said may happen to me." Now, after Peter and John had testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, proclaiming the good news to many villages of the Samaritans. Then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go toward the south, to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a wilderness road." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch at the court official of the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of their entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet of Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet of Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How are you reading?" He replied, "How can I, unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and sit beside him, so that the passage of the scripture that he was reading was this: "Like a sheep he has led to the slaughter, and like a lamb silent before its shearer, so he does not open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, about whom, may I ask you, does the prophet say this, about himself or about someone else? Then Philip began to speak, starting with scripture. He proclaimed to him that the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to another ward, to some water, and the eunuch said, look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized? He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down to the water, and Philip baptized them. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more and went on with his rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and he said, passing through the region, he proclaimed the good news to all towns until he came to Caesarea. Second reading. It's 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21. Beloved, let us love one another because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is love. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we may live through him. In this love, not that we loved God, but that we loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loves us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he is in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And when we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as Savior of the world, God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love in God, and God abides in them, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love can cast out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God, and I hate their brothers and sisters are liars. For those who do not love their brother or sisters whom they have seen cannot love God. Whom they have not seen do not love God. Commandment we have for him is this. Those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Amen.
Thank you. Our gospel reading comes to us today from the gospel according to John chapter 15, starting with the first verse. And you may find it on page 109 of the New Testament. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that he bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you, just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.